Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
It's the Extreme Bits radio show, Adobe Radio, music that doesn't suck. That's not the slogan. God damn it.
God, I suck, Eddie.
I know. Jason is here. What's up, Jason?
What's up?
And Jason's via Skype. And
holla.
We're doing an interview here with the talented band Shut Up and Deal. And
what's going on?
What's up, man? We have Joe on the line. He is the vocalist. And
true story.
It's a true story. So, Joe, we wanted you to be interviewed by the best interviewer on the station, the guy who thinks he's the shit and thinks he knows everything about radio and thinks that he is the cat's meow. Jason, who am I talking about? Jason, who am I talking about here?
The only person that comes to mind is Pat.
Yeah, from Rock the Walls, and he's on the line also, Joe. And Pat, why don't you take it away?
I don't know if I necessarily think I'm the cat's meow or the best interviewer on the station. I mean, I don't have a shitty secondary catchphrase like Ballin, so until I come up with one of those, I don't think I could. Could really share that title.
Okay,
yeah, you're supposed to start the interview right now.
Start the interview. We have Joe on the line. You're wasting his time.
All right. So for anybody who doesn't know out there, Shut Up and Deal, they're going to be playing the entirety of the Vans Warped Tour this summer. As Eddie and Jason already said, we're here with Joe, the vocalist of Shut Up and Deal. Hey, so you guys just played your first date on Warped Tour today in Dallas, Texas. How did it go, man?
It actually went really well. We were pretty psyched. It was a little bit of a shock. I think it was over 100 degrees today. The humidity was unbelievable. And I'm going to be honest, there's some serious chafing going around for everyone. But the kids were awesome. Warped Tour is awesome. And I think we had a pretty decent set. We can't complain. Kids treated us well. Our signings went well. Our merch sales went well. And we're just psyched to be out on this tour and get to all the different cities and meet all these different kids.
Now, I think something that's pretty unique for you guys playing the entirety of the Vans Warped Tour is the fact that you guys actually don't have any management, any label, anything behind your band. You guys are basically just touring, just you guys, and then you guys have your tour manager, Christian Wagner from Pennsylvania. I mean, for you guys to really be doing the entirety of the Warped Tour without really having anybody behind you like this, what kind of a step was it for you guys to get on the Vans Warped Tour?
Doing this took a lot of hard work, and We kind of choose to not have any management or booking agents or labels right now. Not to say that we've made any offers that are awesome and we're too cool for them, because we're not. So if anyone's listening, we're still looking. But we like doing it ourselves. We trust ourselves. We know ourselves. And at this rate, especially where the industry is at today and the economy, and I mean, I hate to sound political or anything, I mean, we can't afford to give anybody else a piece of our pie, if you will. I mean, we need to take everything that we can get and fund our way and fund our records and the things that we do. And we really like doing it. And a lot of people like seeing us do it. They like seeing it go back to the old school DIY attitude. And Kevin Lyman himself, owner and founder of the Vans Warped Tour, he respects it. And he sees some potential in us, which means the world to us. And he gave us the opportunity of a lifetime this summer, basically.
Okay, we're going to stop the interview right there, and we have Shut Up and Deal on the line. Joe, the vocalist, and interviewing right now is Patrick from Rock the Walls. It's the Extreme Bits radio show. Very confusing and convoluted right there. Jason, what do you think of this interview so far? Because right now I kind of think Patrick is going on a serious note, and he's kind of coming off a little bit Carson Daly-ish to me. What do you think?
I would agree with the Carson Daly, but I'm a huge fan of Carson Daly, so bravo, sir.
All right, so we get a bravo from Jason.
Thanks, dude.
And Jason, I know that when you and I were covering the Warped Tour, we would occasionally throw out a few facts here and there and try to act like we knew what we were talking about, even though we didn't. I kind of think Patrick is playing that same ball game tonight. What do you think?
You know, I think he's bringing a lot to the table. He's got some interesting questions with a lot of facts behind them. You know, it's cookie cutter interview though. I feel I feel like, you know, we get in a little more in depth of who the person is in the band.
Right. Well, let's listen in. Let's continue on the interview. Let's listen in.
I'm going back to asking questions. If I'm being 100% late, it's cutting in and out a bit. So,
yeah, we're gonna go listen in now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, obviously, for everyone listening, we're here with Joe, the vocalist of Shut Up and Dealer, on the entirety of the Vans Warped Tour. Check out all the dates, vanswarpedtour.com. And Joe, just as far as for the listeners out there, maybe you haven't heard of you guys. Who would you say is a band you guys are really comparable to for all the listeners out there?
A lot of people really like to compare us to, like, Hit the Lights, All Time Low, Fall Out Boy, Mayday Parade, Taking Back Sunday, things like that. We're just pop rock, pop punk. We kind of stick with the roots and do what we love.
Now, with that, I'm going to be going on a bit of an Extreme Bits related question with this, because these guys ask these type of questions, which is awesome. You know, with you guys playing that type of music, I mean, let's be honest, those bands, especially All Time Low, They get a lot of pussy, man. So I mean, for you guys, do you find that playing the pop rock, that kind of style of music, do you guys have a lot of groupies just coming out to your shows and wanting to sleep with you guys just because you guys playing a pop rock band?
Well, it depends on the tour. I'm gonna be honest. First of all, I'll say yes, because it's awesome and. But it depends on the tour. See, out here on the Warped Tour, it might be a little different. Maybe not. It's actually not. But there's not a lot of pop rock bands out here. So I would say, yeah, the kids who like the pop rock, especially the ladies, they go looking for the pop rock bands, and they don't have much choice. So here we are.
All right, Jason,
I guess the whole thing is, too, with being so hot outside. I mean, chicks are coming up to your merch booth. They're all sweaty and nasty, and it's like, Do I really want to mess around with a chick who smells like an outhouse right now?
That's a very good point that you make. I really want to say that I tried to warn all my guys about that. They were all, oh yeah, it's going to be great. There's going to be so many fucking chicks out there. And I'm like, dude, these girls stink and they are gross and they're dirty. And they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, you got to stick to just the beaches. All right. Don't go down there. You don't want none of that. It's a true story. I've been there.
All right, so let's jump in here, Jason, again. Jason and I are the commentators for this interview. We have Patrick. We're listening in here. Jason, what do you think?
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, if I was on Warped Tour, I would go and invest in, like, a sun shower and some, like, soap. And if I found a girl I liked, I would take her aside, let her do, like, a sun shower thing and, you know, get all cleaned up and fresh and then have a way with her. I think that's a great idea.
I think that's a perfect idea. It is.
Yeah, man.
Honestly, my favorite girls are the ones that invite you back to the hotel room because you know that there's a shower.
Ooh, even better.
Ooh, good point.
Maybe you guys should get sponsored by a sun shower company, and then you bathe your groupies, and then you have your way.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That's a good idea. I'm glad that we're having this conversation because you know, it's a different side of the, you know, you guys are seeing things from a different light, things we don't think of. I think we're too involved in the other crap, and this is good to know.
Well, that's what we bring to the table here on Extreme Bits.
I think you need to make this as a goal, at least one girl to sun shower somewhere, like, in between the buses, so you can have sex with her.
All right. We'll make that a goal, and maybe we'll check up on that.
One girl. Well, that's all it takes.
I know that on Warped Tour, Jason and I, we were on Warped Tour for a while, and all of the bands, or most of the bands on Warped Tour to stay clean would use baby wipes.
Yep.
I don't know if you're familiar with the practice, but...
We use everything from baby wipes to baby powder to dry shampoo, pretty much anything, you know, body spray. I mean, I go through like a can of body spray a day. It's an expensive habit. You just stink and sweat and it's awful. But
now
it's kind of nice at the same time.
Now let's do a little bit of role playing here. Let's pretend like you're talking to a hot chick and she's a little stinky down below. And you want her to use some baby wipes in her no-no area. That way you guys can make relations. How would you propose that question without being creepy?
Well, wait, we gotta define the scenario here.
She's on your bus. She's ready to go.
So she's ready to go, right?
Yeah, but you want her to clean up.
I'm not kidding you at all when I say that myself. I would just tell her.
Now tell me. Now role play. Say she's sitting right next to you. Look over and say what you would say. I want to hear what you have to what your game is here.
Let's see. So we're in the moment. We're going at it. And it's going to go there. I would be like, listen, I really think I got some wipes. You should take the wipes, clean your shit up, and I'll clean mine up because I fucking stink. My balls stink, and I can guarantee that your shit stinks, and we're just going to be honest. We're going to be adults here. We're going to take care of this. And she would probably do that.
That's awesome, man. That was excellent.
You know, on another related note, which this is just something that I really hope that no guys ever have to go through. It's one thing for the baby wipes, but have you ever had a bush issue down there with a chick where all of a sudden shit's just going down and then it just kind of happens? Because I've heard some pretty awful stories of that happening on tour and shit.
Honestly, I mean, this is 2011 and
yeah,
all these girls
Pat.
Know what's up.
Patrick, that was the stupidest question I've ever heard in my entire life. I got to say, man, what is this, middle school? You don't ask a band a question about Bush. That's really immature, you fucking idiot.
You guys asked a chick. You guys asked a guy if he's ever banged a chick with a fucking bedazzled vagina a couple weeks ago,
that's
man.
That's relevant. That's relevant. What you're talking about is 1970s.
That's what I'm basing these questions off of.
Well, you got a lot to learn, buddy. You're really doing a terrible job.
You got to be professional about it.
Yeah, be professional, dude.
Jesus.
On that note, though, I think this is quite related to what Patrick brought up. It is 2011. Everyone has the internet. The bush is no longer an issue. The big scare, and it's always a scare. I mean, your heart pounds until you see the nipples because that's a danger. You never know what you're going to get, you know? I mean, there's the dinner plate nipples, there's the salami nipples, there's the braille nipples with the bumps, there's the inside out ones, the top hat. I mean,
we're talking about nipples with Joe. Joe is the vocalist from Shut Up and Deal. Patrick, stop fucking laughing like a hyena, dude. We're trying to do an interview. You're really ruining this interview, man. All I hear is ha 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 in the background. And Joe is the vocalist from Shut Up and Deal. He's on the line right now talking about nipples. Jason, what do you think, if you were a band on tour or like a singer on tour, what kind of a nipple would you want to avoid, Jason?
I would avoid a nipple that has, like, if I saw a girl with, like, I don't know if you know, but sometimes girls have, like, you know, a hair or two sticking off their nipple. That would scare me.
Especially, like, the black, thick ones. Those
yeah, like, if they were, like, green or something, I don't know, but I would, that wouldn't be cool.
Well, Joe,
I agree.
Man. Watch out.
Joe, watch out.
I've never come across that.
You have a lot to look forward to and a lot to learn and a lot to see as you are on the Warped Tour coming up this summer, of course, which actually, Warped Tour, when does that kick off? You're like next week or something?
It started today.
Today. Wow, congratulations. Kevin Lyman is here. Kevin, what did you have to say?
Hey, I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Kevin. All right.
Good man.
All right. So facebook.com/shutupanddeal is the Facebook page. They're on Warped Tour. Check them out. Shut Up and Deal, name of the band. Joe talking to us now. And Joe, thanks for being on the show. We're going to play you out with the song. What do you want us to play?
Yep. Is it one of our songs, or do I just get to pick any song?
Well, we can play any song, but I thought you might want us to promote you and plug your music. But it's up to you if you don't want us to.
I appreciate that.
If you don't want us to.
I appreciate that. No, you know what? You know what you should do? I think it would be helpful. I want to apologize to you guys. I didn't understand the circumstances of this interview coming in. You know, maybe one day we'll do it again, and the first half won't be so professional because I was doing professional interviews all day, and it made me nervous and shit, and I couldn't talk about nipples and bushes and fucking bitches and you know.
Well, I want to say I appreciate that. And I want to say that the person making you feel a little uncomfortable in the beginning was Patrick from Rock the Walls, another show here on the station. But we thought we'd let him do the first part of the interview because he thinks he's the shit. But then we kind of jumped in and did an interview the way it should be done and talked about nipples and bush with you. So,
well, I'm glad.
Aren't you? There you go, Patrick.
I'm
schooled.
Glad the conversation escalated to there.
We just schooled Patrick, didn't we, Jason?
Schooled.
In your face. All right, thanks, Patrick. We'll let you go.
Shoot.
We just let go of Patrick there. But yeah, man, that's what it's all about here on the show, and we appreciate that comment, and we'll catch up with you on the Warped Tour for sure. I have your EP
That'd
here,
be awesome.
I think. What do you want us to play off of it?
If you can play the song Dangerous, that would be awesome, and just let people know, I'll let people know that it's available for a free download on myspace.com/shutupanddeal. If you like the song, you like what you hear, just go on the internet, download it for free, keep it on your iPod, keep it on your phone, listen to it all time. Play it.
Okay, man, I'm going to have to let you go, but have a good night.
You too.
Less than that, she poured the fuel.